Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please. Several of you all here at Grace have told me about the local treasure that is the daffodil field at Parsons Reserve in Dartmouth. The Dartmouth Natural Resources Trust website gives daily daffodil updates, and this week it said the flowers were nearly at peak bloom. So on Tuesday morning, when it was rainy and chilly and windy, I went to the field. It is stunning, overwhelming in its beauty. The yellows and greens of the flowers popped so brightly in the gray early mist, and the blooms were blown by the wind and bobbed and moved together, nodding as if to say, yes. Yes, here you are. Yes, look, see, here. Come walk among us, kneel down, cup a blossom in your hand. Touch and see. There is beauty. There is new life. There is Eastering. There is resurrection. Here. I go to places like the daffodil field because I need to see and touch these signs of resurrection. I am hungry for new life, especially after winter. Many of you have heard me say this before. My eyes are always on the lookout for the first crocuses, the first snowdrops, the first daffodils, the first tulips, soon the first irises. Our gospel reading this morning is in part about this very human need to see, to touch resurrection. So I feel like Thomas is a kindred spirit. I do not like that he has traditionally been called Doubting Thomas. I think we need to rename him Faithful Thomas. Thomas is faithful in naming what he needs, which is to see and touch Jesus' wounds, to see and touch the signs of death on Jesus' living, breathing, resurrected body. And Thomas is faithful. Once he is in Jesus' presence, he does not run away when Jesus invites him to look and to touch. He accepts this gift, this grace. The sight of Jesus so overwhelms him that he exclaims the only response possible, "My Lord and my God." As we enter the 50-day season of Easter, what questions and needs and longings are we carrying? How can we bring them to Jesus in our prayer? Where are we looking for resurrection? Where are we seeking it out? How are we paying attention to and naming the resurrection, the new life around us? Because we need to name it. We must be faithful in witnessing not only to the pain and the wounds of the world, but also to its joys. Thomas is one example to us of how to be faithful, how to be faithful in naming our need to Jesus, and then faithful in our attention, faithful in our acceptance of Jesus' invitation to see and to touch, to come to his holy table and taste, Jesus' invitation to put ourselves in the path of resurrection and to notice it, to name it, to accept this grace. Denise Levertov, in her poem, St. Thomas Didymus, writes in the voice of Thomas and helps us imagine what Thomas might have experienced as he saw and touched Jesus' resurrected body, as he touched Jesus' wounds. The poem ends this way. What I felt was not scalding pain, shame for my obstinate need, but light, light streaming into me, over me, filling the room as if I had lived till then in a cold cave, and now coming forth for the first time. The knot that bound me unraveling, I witnessed all things quicken to color, to form, my question not answered, but given its part in a vast unfolding design lit by a risen sun.